Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The first time around the prosecution and the trial of Alec Murdaugh, they buried Alec Murdaugh under 12 hours of stolen money and defrauded clients. The Supreme Court just said that that can't happen again. They gave conditions. They can't say it can't completely happen, but they gave conditions. So now Creighton Waters, if he's going to be the prosecuting attorney here, walks into a courtroom and has to convict on the actual evidence itself, the physical case. The same case where the crime scene sat in the rain, family walked through it, police walked through it, sled walked through it, no murder weapon was ever recovered, no DNA was found on the defendant, and the housekeeper says she flagged a suspicious vehicle to sled, and they blew it off, told her to go get mental help. Harputalin is already signaling he's going on the offense. He told reporters the reversal will bring reluctant witnesses out of the woodwork. Round two isn't just about whether Alec did it, it might be about whether anyone seriously investigated the possibility that someone else could have. With us to break it all down, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, and also Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, to help us discuss what's going on here. Jen Blanca Simpson, who's been on the show, is going to be on again very soon, says she told SLED about an unidentified white truck at Moselle on the day of the killings, parked near where Paul kept his firearms. And she says they dismissed it. She later identified it more specifically in private interviews than she ever actually did on the stand. You've been involved in federal cases for almost three decades here. When a witness gives you a vehicle near a weapons storage area hours before a double homicide, and doesn't run that down, it makes, I think, a lot of people question the thoroughness of the investigation. Do you think there is going to be a lot of exposure this time around on just how unthorough this investigation was?
Well, the defense gets to have hindsight.
Sure.
And hindsight is a beautiful thing, but so does the prosecution. But I think in this case, it's going to benefit far greater the defense. And yes, in answer to your question, that's a pathetic response. Whenever there is any vehicle that is mentioned and described, if they're able to nail it down to that exact day and time, remember, sometimes people remember things and I have no doubt it happened, but they could be mistaken about the day or the time or exactly when that happened. Nevertheless, you've got to run it down. There should be some camera footage or some information related to why a van would be there. But I don't recall that information related in proximity to when this happened, meaning like hour, you know, minute, hour type proximity.
I believe she, according to her, and I'm just going off of memory here right now, it was like the day of that this happened, that there was this vehicle that was going around. She has a lot of things that she witnessed and that she told to police that never even made it into the trial. A lot of it's in her book. That because eventually it seems SLED, in her perception, dismissed her, told her to go get mental health help. And I don't think it was in a way of like, you've been through a lot. Like, it would be good to go talk to somebody. I think it was more like, yeah, you're crazy, go get some help. That's the way, at least I believe, she has interpreted the response from SLED with the valuable information she had. And she is one of the most valuable people in this case. It's very troubling to me that she was dismissed allegedly in the way that she was by the investigators for someone being that close with their finger literally, on the pulse. I mean, I'm not trying to make a weird reference here, but on the pulse of how that family operates is my point.
It's going to be important to get the other side of that story.
Yeah.
And I wholeheartedly believe everything that she's saying, what she said was coming back to her, the words are coming back to her, because how things sound to the person receiving, especially in these high stress situations, compared to actually what is being done on the other side, can be extremely incongruent. And I guarantee—I'm not speaking for you, Jim—but I guarantee you've probably seen cases like this, because I've had people when I was in another field office outside of New York on work in counterintelligence that became sources of mine that were extremely grateful that I was their handler and they were going to be cooperating, working together with me because, quote unquote, the guy that showed up before you was a jackbooted thug carrying weapons and threatened my life and if I didn't cooperate. The guy's a really good guy and he didn't do that. I actually got video of him doing knocking on the front door, being very congenial. But again, that reverse context, and you can't argue ever context because that's how it's perceived by the other person. So that's why it's really important to get both sides. And now sure. Also the hindsight issue is also really critical. If you want to, I guarantee you this too, it's easier, like Jen said, for defense. But if you want to start picking apart how law enforcement did things wrong in hindsight, you will always find it because there's always the critical vulnerability in every operation and every investigation. That's human beings, which are not perfect, which are fallible. And especially when you have, I would project probably name confirmation bias going on in this one, on any side of it. And because you, in this part of South Carolina, or really in any place, you have power brokers. And when you start having power brokers that wield influence over others, there's going to be confirmation issues that come into play that you have to overcome as well. So there's a lot of messiness going on there. But that 100%. They would have and should have, and hopefully will at least now, run down the leads that the housekeeper's given, because that's a lot of really critical information that could come to play. Anyway, just my rant on it all.
Harpudlin, like I said at the intro here, he said something very specific after the ruling, and that this reversal will give them access to reluctant witnesses. And if people don't come forward voluntarily, they'll use subpoena. What's different this round that they didn't do in round one? I mean, is there more people to call? Is there other angles? Did they not go to reluctant witnesses round one? What's your thought here? Is there more up the sleeve of Mr. Harpudlin that, for you know, whatever reason, was not brought onto the big stage the first time?
Well, you know, I've always said the number one mistake they made, and I understand that Murdaugh was pushing for this, was him testifying. I make this analogy with him. He was a dog on a wet linoleum floor, sliding around up there, couldn't get anything right. He made no sense. He stepped in it with that video, and that video is never going to go away. That video needs to be the number one piece of evidence, because that Snapchat showing Alec at the dog kennels at the time of the murder absolutely ruins the case for them. And remember, just because it's a new trial, it doesn't mean the old trial didn't happen from the standpoint of there's testimony that is going to be there. that you can't erase. People can't change their minds without being discredited by the what they said the first time. So it's not like that evidence doesn't exist anymore. And I think they'll keep him off the stand. But he might be so arrogant and psychopathic that he might insist on going on again. I think it'll be a huge mistake.
It'll be really interesting because he's had time to reflect as well and try to smooth out his performance because I guarantee, you know, he's a performer. You know, people that can commit these acts, you know, when you're edging higher on a psychopathic scale with a lack of empathy, not because, again, not diagnosed and all that, but when you deal with someone that can do these horrendous things, innocent until proven guilty, but he was proven guilty once, so this is the retrial, trying round two. You know, if you start dealing with someone, at least on the financial crime side, where you can so abhorrently take advantage of another human being, whether it's through violence or depriving them of a means of living, this is someone that's high on the psychopathic scale in the sense of they have zero empathy, and so they're mimicking the behaviors of others. And so that was an act. When you're seeing these things, it's not real. They're mimicking what they think the world wants to see or needs to see, and they're trying to make it congruent. So he might try to get better at that. Maybe being off of cocaine for the last, or whatever drugs he was taking, for the last 3 years is going to help him, you know, so who knows, but yeah.
The thing is, and yes, and that's the big crux of, I think, the whole retrial is they had like 12 days of evidence for the financial crimes that very thoroughly and factually showed what a manipulative, narcissistic, self-centered monster Alec Murdaugh is with money, and where what he stole from and who he stole from, stealing from disabled people. I mean, just it's insane. It's horrible. And at the end of it, you walk away going, yeah, he's totally capable of killing his family if he's able
part
to
of the
do
arc.
That.
Yep.
But if you pull all that out and you don't get it and you get like a very condensed version of it, that impact isn't there. That backstory doesn't exist. So you're not already there with him by the time you get to Alec on the stand shooting snot out of his nose, saying that he was that it was the Baba and bleh, whatever the hell he's saying. All of that doesn't have the lead up, the build up. So
but
is
maybe
it,
the son and the housekeeper part of that arc now?
Yeah.
People like that.
I wonder how much going into this is going to be a different story from the jump. Because in trial one, we didn't know about Alec, what we did with the video. We knew he was down there. We were going to see how he was going to explain it. And he explained it. He said he lied and he was down there the whole time and it was drugs that made him lie. If they're going in from the jump on this one, that he was down there, it's not all of the trial, all 6 weeks of it, saying that he wasn't, and then suddenly it changes at the moment of truth. If day one, yeah, I was down there, but you lied about it early on. Yeah, we've already established that I did, and here's why. I mean, you can't spend 6 weeks going, yeah, you lied about it. Yeah, we already established that, but this we're moving on from that. It changes the whole trajectory of the case. It changes the whole acceptance of the evidence of where he was and why he was there. And I think they're going to have to do a lot more explaining beyond just the dramatic moment that we had in trial one with Alec shooting snot out of his face of why he was there. They're going to have a lot more time to go down that road. And it really could change. I mean, who knows what sort of stories they're going to come up with here with that round. How do you think that's going to play out, Jen, with now that's a fact going in on day one of this next trial?
Well, first of all, you make a great point. You know, for anybody who's watched what I think is the best thriller ever called The Sixth Sense, where you go through
yes.
at the end, you get this huge reveal. Anytime you've watched a movie like that, that is the problem with this trial, is the reveals there. And in the other trial, it had the biggest impact. And they're not going to have that anymore. The other thing is the kennels don't exist. Remember, we heard from jurors that said that was a huge part.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Walking the ground.
They are not there anymore to see that proximity, right? No. The close proximity and him there and how he couldn't have walked back from the house and everything. I mean, I think that is going to be catastrophic that they don't have that. As far as their approach, if I were them, I'm going to defense, meaning I am going to have an alternative suspect, and I'm going to try.
That's the big one. Yeah.
Who do you? But Do you name it? Do you have a named alternative? Do you have to name an alternative as who it is, or just mystery person?
I think they're going to either do one of two things. I think they're going to go the drug route because of his, you know, drug. And by the way, Robin, if you don't think he's doing hooch in fruit.
Oh, yeah. The fruit hooch?
Lemons. Toilet hooch.
Yeah, the toilet hooch you make in the jail. Yeah.
Oh my God. Alex, a bartender now.
He's probably hooching it up. But anyway, that could be clouding what he ends up doing. So he might take the stand. But back to this, I think they'll have somebody, not a person, but definitely they might go the drug route. I tell you, if Buster turns on them, they could even try to turn on Buster. I think it's going to be ridiculous and hard to do, but they could try.
Yeah, I know they'd like to go down the alternate person route, but even after this amount of time, keeping someone silent with other people knowing for this period of time, and especially someone who's as self-serving and narcissistic as Alex is, he would have thrown someone under the bus, I would think, at this point in time. So I really think trying to introduce a third party that it could have been or that someone's witty enough, I mean, it just... It's such a stretch because go ahead, Tony. What?
He was an attorney though too. You know, like he has some, and I'm wondering if that's the difference here. They were all counting on, because they had a pretty strong card with Becky Hill. I think they knew the odds are pretty good here. We're going to get a retrial. So maybe we should all shut the F up and not leak a bunch of stuff from prison. That's not going to help us. Let's hold on to it for the big show number two. I'm wondering how much of that was played in here too. And the fact that he was an attorney and that he has that sense about him, unlike someone like Corey Richens or something.
That's possible.
Well, the other thing is you have the boat aspect, right?
Yeah.
The whole death that happened and people that could have, and remember,
what a broken person, right? and there's this, and there's this, and there's this. Sorry, but you're right. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. And he said that on his initial interview. Remember the spontaneous, do you have anybody that could? Well, actually, I do. My son was involved in exactly how people don't act when their whole life has been destroyed in front of them, with their wife being murdered with a rifle as she crawled away and was hunted, and their son having their head blown off. You don't say, well, you know who could have done it is the people that are upset about the boating accident. So he's already thrown out that little whisper of a possibility. They're going to look at it all and figure out what works best. That's what they'll do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Well, an interesting aspect of it was when the when he was held, when he got shot in the car where the bullet grazed him.
Yep, that's the other one I was thinking of.
The initial thing he did when they were trying to do a sketch of who he was claiming did it, he was trying to do a sketch of one of the kids from the boating accident. That looks, well, at least that's the assumption, because the sketch who he described looks suspiciously like that, like he's still trying to set up that story. So it's who knows? I'm excited to see him on the stand again, hopefully, and hopefully maybe they go down a road that doesn't work. And at the end, he's like, oh, it's all because of the prison hooch, and a bad lot in there, and it affected the brain of meeting amoebas in my head. And it, who knows where he's going to go with it. I look forward to impersonating Alec Murdaugh more because it's fun.
I'm excited to see him on the stand again, or just be in defense again, just to watch him squirm and be uncomfortable and lose. Yeah. Just knowing he's already in jail, that's again my only fear is that somehow or other, because I remember when he originally, after he's convicted of this and sentenced, and he pled on the financial crime aspect, we're like, why would he do that? That's interesting. Does he have something up his sleeve that he's going to do on the? I just hope that everything on the finance side stands so that no matter what, he's still in jail and he's probably going to die in jail. So that way you can watch him squirm it would just be so awesome to watch him lose miserably again.
No, the odds are there.
But it's until proven guilty.
Innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, we'll see.
Twice.
Yeah, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.